There's this park that I love to go to. It's a private park, part of a private club. It has places you can play. And there's these men who just love to pay attention to me. And you know how I love attention. Out by the pool, they have these huge loungers. They're really more like giant beds, bigger than even a king-size bed. So I strolled in, wearing my gauzy wrap over my zebra-striped bikini. I had my big oversized sunglasses on, my big floppy hat, and my book bag, as if I was going to sit there and read. Everybody knew I wasn't there to read. Did I tell you what kind of private club this is? It's a sex club. And as I walked through, they were like wolves. Starving, hungry wolves. And I was the prey, the meat, the raw steak. Now, of course, they're still very polite. They know that I'm here because I want to be. But they also know that I feel safe because they'll all behave. And I can pick and choose, mix and match. Oh. I was sprawled out on one of those giant loungers when this man came up. He was covered in tattoos, burly, like a biker. But I wasn't frightened because he was so cute, almost timid. And he asked if he could join me. I mean, this is a man who could probably toss me in the air without even thinking about it. Throw me over his shoulder and take me back to his cave like some Cro-Magnon man. Oh, but that mix of politeness and raw male energy is something so hard to resist. We started chatting and laughing and just openly flirting. It wasn't just for us. There's all these other men looking, listening, waiting. Oh, when I snuggled up and ran my breasts up his arm, feeling his skin in my cleavage, looking at all those tattoos. They knew they weren't going to wait long. He whispered to me that he had studs in his penis. And he asked me if I wanted to see them. Such a silly line. I shouldn't fall for it. But oh, I wanted to see him. So I slipped off the lounger. Then I helped him slip off his swim trunks. And there it was, already mostly hard. I say mostly because even though it was huge, when I ran my fingernail from the base to the tip, between those little golden studs, it got harder. And I looked up and I asked, "Do they hurt?" And he told me no, and that they feel amazing during sex. I realized that I was just idly stroking him, sitting there in front of him, waiting. So I sat up and I licked it from the base to the tip. And then I asked, How does that feel? His hand on the back of my head told me how it felt as he pushed me down, and all the eyes of all the men watching me swallow him whole, feeling those piercings bump past my lip. And then all of a sudden he stood up and he picked me up, and like I was nothing, he just flipped me upside down. And my mouth was on his cock, and it was suddenly in the back of my throat, and his face was up against my pussy, and he was licking me while I was choking on his cock. It's not like I had any choice. Oh, but it's not like I didn't want that. I couldn't breathe. I didn't care. His tongue was doing amazing things to my pussy. And then there was that taste and that feel and that smell of his cock. It was driving every thought out of my head, turning me into a simple slut, a dumb cunt, a stupid whore. That's what I was. I didn't have any brains left. I was just a fuck toy for him. Oh, those words just filled my empty head. And then his cock exploded in my mouth. Oh, and it all went down my throat. Oh. He pulled me off his cock, and as I got a breath, another man was suddenly in front of me with another cock in my mouth. One of the watchers wasn't watching anymore. I found myself on all fours between two men, one cock in my mouth, one in my pussy from behind. I was the spit roast. Oh, being basted by these shafts. Oh, I lost track of how many times I came. How many men came and joined and used me on that slut bed, made me their whore. After a while, I was just laying there, gasping for breath, like a pile of jelly. And I looked up, and there's my husband looking down at me. I sit up a little, and I crook my finger and point to my pussy. And then he dutifully put his face down there between my legs and started cleaning me. I sat up, grabbed a magazine, found that somebody had brought me a glass of wine, and while he did his perfect duty, I sipped my wine and read.